Russia and Ukraine have been fighting a war for close to 2 years. Reports say people in Ukraine might be feeling war fatigue. People who are fatigued are tired and need rest. In many families, fathers and husbands have been away for a long time. Some women say their children are growing up without fathers. Antonina Danielevich is 43. She works in an office. Her husband, Oleksandr, left his job as a university teacher and volunteered or enlisted in the army. He joined in March 2022. He has been home for only 25 days since. She said her husband had to watch his son get married by video call earlier this year. Danielevich has a 14-year-old daughter who misses her father. She said, "Others need to take their turn and join the fight. We want Ukraine to win, but not through the efforts of the same people," she said. "I can see they need to be replaced and that they also need to rest. But for some reason, other people don't understand." Danielevich and others are starting to understand that their country's war with Russia will be longer and costlier than they once hoped. Some also say it is not clear which side will be the winner. Earlier this year, Antonina Danielevich was one of 25,000 people who signed a document called a petition asking President Volodymyr Zelensky to limit the amount of time people can serve in the military. In addition to the petition, small numbers of people are starting to protest in Kyiv's main square. As the war continues, it is unclear whether Ukraine's push last summer made a difference. In addition, some in Ukraine are concerned that foreign military aid will be cut off. Much of the war has been paid for by the United States and its allies. So far, the cost has been billions of dollars. The supply of ammunition is falling, and many governments say they will not be able to continue the same level of support. The fact that there are protests at all is a change from 1 year ago. At that time, Ukrainians were celebrating victories against Russian troops near Kyiv and parts of Ukraine's northeast and south. At the start of the war, the government declared martial law, which barred protests. Ukrainian officials are now concerned about having enough men to sustain both the war and the economy. Ukraine is not reporting battlefield losses, but the U.S. believes the number is in the tens of thousands. Under current rules, only men between the ages of 27 and 60 can be drafted or selected for the military. Young men from 18 to 26 are permitted to volunteer for service, but they are not required to fight.
Ukraine's top military leader, Valery Zaluzhny, recently said he wants to build up the country's number of reserve soldiers. He discussed a new war plan, centering the efforts on technology, such as drones and electronic warfare, along with increasing the use of anti-artillery weapons and mine-clearing equipment. He also noted that he does not want the war to become one of attrition. A war of attrition goes on for a long time. It is marked by the loss of life, loss of resources, and loss of interest in fighting. That kind of war would favor Russia, Zaluzhny said. One way to increase the number of soldiers is by changing the rules about who can be called to fight. But under the current rules, some Ukrainians are concerned that not everyone is being treated equally. In recent months, law enforcement agencies said they have been arresting people who are taking payments in return for helping people avoid the draft. Some people are accused of taking from $500 to $10,000. At the River Tisa, between Ukraine and Romania, border guards have arrested 6,000 people of military age trying to leave. One border guard told the Reuters news agency that 19 people have drowned trying to cross the river. He said they died for nothing when they could have contributed to the war effort. Others are starting university studies as a way to get out of fighting. The education minister is Oksan Lyezovy. In a September post on Facebook, he said the number of men over 25 who started university studies in 2023 increased by 55,000 compared to the year before. The nation's parliament is considering a new law that would stop people over the age of 30 from using higher education as a way to avoid the war. Some war analysts in both Ukraine and allied nations say the government must bring in younger soldiers and give those who have been fighting a rest. David Akhremia is a Ukrainian lawmaker. He said the government will make a new plan for its soldiers by the end of the year.
Russian strikes on the capital of Kyiv stopped over the summer. Some analysts say the break made the war seem far away for many Ukrainians. However, Russia launched its largest drone attacks of the war on Kyiv at the end of November. One sociologist said a winter gloom has set in. People, including Antonina Danilevich, are preparing their homes for days without heat. They expect more attacks from Russia on the energy system. Anton Rushetsky is executive director of the Kyiv International Institute of Sociology. Its research shows Ukrainians are losing confidence in their government. Even Zelensky's ratings have dropped, although they remain high. "We'd hope to be in a better position this autumn than we are right now," Rushetsky said. Antonina Danilevich said she feels depressed because she will have to face all of winter's problems on her own. Her husband is fighting and could not be reached for comment. She said a lot of women in Ukraine are taking sedatives and tranquilizers, drugs that have a calming effect. But some women are still going to protest the war at Kyiv's Independence Square. One sign said, "My husband and father have given others the time to get ready. It's time to replace the first people." I'm Dan Friedel.
And I'm Faith Perlow.